Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
A Sunday school teacher was asked to become a Sunday school teacher in a Southern Baptist church in 1968. I was an engineering instructor. I had taught in some pretty sophisticated schools, some pretty sophisticated systems. I was a very well-educated man, but I knew nothing about the Word of God. I've come to realize that's our problem. There was a lady who asked me a question the other night. What is the problem with unbelief today? And it's a lack of the knowledge of the Word. Faith and unbelief both fall in the same category. We have no faith and we have unbelief because of our lack of knowledge of the Word. That's where I was. But it's okay to be there, but it's not okay to stay there. So thank goodness I was forced by God to not stay there, because I'm just an average human being. I didn't mind studying in engineering manuals hours and hours a day, but I had a problem of studying the Word of God, and I guess like everybody. But anyway, the Lord forced me. He asked me to become a Bible study teacher in a Southern Baptist church for couples. Well, I finally accepted that, telling the Lord I knew it was impossible for me to do it, but I knew He could do all things. So I would just yield to Him and let Him have His way. And so I started studying many hours in 1968, although I'd been in church 9 months before I was born. My mother carried me to church from the day I was conceived. You know, so I had been in church all of my life. I had one of the best mothers and fathers you could imagine. And if you can imagine this, and I thought everybody lived like this. My mother and dad got married when they were 20 and 21 years old. My dad died at 79. My mother died at 83. And as far as I know, in my entire life, I never heard my mother or my father raise their voice to me. I only had about 3 spankings in my entire life. And I don't remember any of them because I was so young. But my dad got my attention, and I was an obedient son after that. So we had a great home, and I thought everybody in the world lived like we did. One mother, one father, forever. That would do anything they told me they would do. What a blessed life. What a good place to live. So since I could trust my mother and my father with my life, I've come to realize my Heavenly Father, I can trust His Word. And so by trusting His Word, that's why my faith is so great today. But anyway, I was asked to teach in a Southern Baptist church, Lakeland Baptist Church in Lewisville, Texas in 1968, a little church of about 200 or maybe less. Lewisville was a small town of about 3,000 or 4,000. It has now grown to probably 80 or 90 or 100,000. Lakeland Baptist Church now has 3,500 members. It's a humongous church, and I was there until the membership got to 2,500. When it got to 2,500, I had virtually visited everybody that came to that church. There was virtually no one that I didn't minister to as a deacon or a Sunday school teacher. I went every Sunday afternoon and visited people every Tuesday night, went to every Wednesday night meeting, and I think I went to every service. And then I maintained all the buses at the church by myself, just me and God, including overhaul engines and everything, including pay for all the parts and everything to do it all. I kept the entire fleet of buses going. I did it for the Lord. But, I mean, I thought I was supposed to. So whenever I told Dr. Ben Smith, I said, Dr. Ben Smith, I said, I'm just a normal Christian. He said, no, Thurman, you're in no ways anywhere close to a normal Christian. I didn't really know what he meant, but now I look back and I see what he meant. But anyway, that's why God has blessed me, because I've done what He told me to do. But as I began to study God's Word, He began to reveal to me mighty things. And one of the first things He revealed to me about, now it's been almost 28 years ago, was there was a greater experience, an anointing that would come upon you as a second experience called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When I began to understand that, and when I received that power, I began to become aware that there was such things as demons. I began to hear the voice of God. I began to get tremendous revelation from God's Word. Up until then, I had no revelation from God's Word. But when I received that power, I began to witness and I began to lead people to Christ. And the first year after I received the infilling power of the Holy Spirit, I made a bold statement. I had never led anybody to Christ in my life. And I said, Lord, this year I'm going to win at least 10 souls into the kingdom of God. And I wrote down on a piece of paper, and I put down, I will do the best I can to win at least 10 people into the kingdom of God. And that year I won exactly 10 people into the kingdom of God. After that year, I said, Lord, no more will I ever put you to a limit. I will never say, Lord, I will do the best I can to put 10. Because you are a faith God, and you go by what I say and what I do and my actions. So, Lord, I'm going to just yield myself to you, and you use me for your glory to do whatever you want to do. And if you want to win one through me or 10 million through me, then I'm available. And since then, I have seen the King do great and mighty things. So as I studied the Word of God, and I'm talking about diligently. He said in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please me. And to them that come to me must believe that I am, and that I am a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. You know what it means to be diligent? It don't mean reading God's Word 15 minutes once a week, I can assure you. So I spent 5, 10, 15 hours a week minimum for years. In fact, coming up here Monday, I spent 6 hours reading God's Word Monday. 6 hours. I read about an hour, 45 minutes, I guess, in the airport in Dallas while I was waiting. Then I read about an hour on the airplane between Dallas and Atlanta. I read another hour from Atlanta to here. And then when I got here, I talked with Brother John about 3 hours over a sandwich at lunch. And then I went to the hotel and read till about 10 or 11 o'clock at night, the Word of God, and then I went to bed, went to sleep. So I know I spent at least 6 hours reading God's Word and then another 3 hours talking about it. So we spent 8 or 9 or 10 hours just Monday talking about God's Word. So in the process of over my life, as I began to do that, I was an engineer. I traveled. Of course, I was in all that. I was a pilot. I flew all over the world. But as I did, I still studied God's Word. But as I finally came back home, and as I got laid off from the airlines, because the airline I was flying for in Frankfurt, Germany, went bankrupt, I came back to the States. My wife and I did, and I went to work for American at first. I worked a year for them and in their flight academy, training pilots on their 707s. I was teaching the avionics on a 707, all their flight directors and so forth. And then I left there and went to work for a corporation as a mechanical engineer, and I built buildings and designed equipment and so forth for them. I did that for the next 29 years. 29 years last May, I was terminated because of my service to the King. It's amazing. I was the best engineer they had, by far. I mean, whenever everybody told me, every VP I ever worked for said I was a legend in my own time. They never saw a man that could build a building as fast, as inexpensive, with as little flaws as I could. They never saw a man that had the knowledge that I had to save them the money that they did. They sent me about 4 years ago to Chicago. They were having tremendous problems with one of their huge ice plants. Nobody could fix it. I went up there and spent 2 days, repaired the system, saved them $990,000 in a two-day trip. How do you do that, Thurman? Simple. I asked Jesus how to fix everything. One time years ago, they sent me to Albuquerque. The VP called. He said, Thurman, go to Albuquerque. We spent several thousand dollars on a piece of equipment out there we must have, and nobody can fix that piece of equipment. Nobody. He said, we've had every kind of company come in. I said, okay, I'll go out there. I said, the Lord will show me how to fix it. So I said, Father, in Jesus' name, I said, I've got to have a wiring diagram on this piece of equipment so I can figure out how it works between here and Albuquerque. And so I got on an airplane with that wiring diagram. How many of you know God will really put you to the test? You know, yes, He will. I studied that wiring diagram on that thing from the time I left Dallas till I was almost to Albuquerque. And I'm beginning to get a little bit antsy. I said, Lord, I don't understand this yet. I haven't been able to find or figure out what could possibly be the problem. I've only got a few minutes left till we're going to land. and I must know, because I told them you would show me how to fix this and that I would fix it in a very short period of time. I guaranteed them, Lord. So I said, Lord, you must show me. I said, thank you. He's not excited at all. Not at all. So just a few minutes before touchdown, he opened my understanding to that wiring diagram. I saw the immediate problem with that. I walked into that plant, and in 10 minutes' time, I had that piece of equipment working. Wow. 10 minutes' time, I had it fixed. So what I'm telling you is, don't do anything in the business world or the spirit world without asking the King. Ask Him for guidance and knowledge. He said in James chapter 1, verse 5, is any man lack wisdom? Let him ask God, who gives liberally to all without finding fault. But when you ask, you must ask in faith, nothing wavering. So whatever you do, in everything you do, whatever it is, don't do anything without asking God's advice. He's our King, but He's a faith God. And if you don't ask, you don't receive. So as I'm walking with the Lord, asking Him, He's showing me magnificent things. Absolutely magnificent things. He's building my faith in His Word. And then I'm getting bolder and bolder with the Word of God in the business world. I mean bold with the business world. And then a few years later, they asked me to come up to Minneapolis. The regional VP, or the executive VP from our corporate office in Washington, D.C., called me one day and said, Thurman, that 40,000 square feet additional space you're putting on that building up there in Minneapolis, he said, they want to shut the entire plant down for 6 weeks. And he said, we can't have that. He said, get on an airplane, go up there, and see what you can find out, how you can figure to do that in a shorter period of time. I said, all right. So I went out and got on an airplane, flew up there. On the way up there, I said, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to show me how to do this the greatest way, so it'll bring the greatest glory and honor to you. Because I always tell these people, it's you, and you're the one that does it. So I said, Father, I want to thank you in advance for showing me how to do this job in the lowest amount of time, the most inexpensive way, and yet not hinder the operation. I said, they want to shut down parts of the facility for 6 weeks to do this.
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we will continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.